The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West, and today we're talking the Yeezy Gap updates, and I don't know why I have hope anymore. Like, what's the point of hope? Why have hope? Why have expectation? You know what hope and expectation does for you? It just breaks your heart. It shatters your heart into little itty-bitty pieces, and then they start to heal. They start to come back together, and you're like, oh, my heart's back. Maybe I can hope again. And then Kanye breaks your heart again. And then you realize that having a heart is overrated, and you just go about the rest of life with no expectation, no hope, just void of feeling and human emotion. And that's the Kanye West experience since 2018, it seems like, when we got those albums and he started everything with Yandy. It's amazing that we got Jesus is King. So, okay, anyway, I haven't even prefaced this. The Gap earnings call was today, right? And this was the thing that we were all looking forward to because in March was the last one for a Q4 of 2020. And that's where Gap said Yeezy Gap was on track for the end of Q2 or the end of the first half of 2021. And this ended up just a few days ago causing Business of Fashion to write an article that was like Yeezy Gap on track for end of June. And people in What's Up Ever, people online were just like, oh man, Business of Fashion is legit. This is basically confirmation. They wouldn't write this article if they hadn't heard anything from Gap. And then Hypebeast sees that article and writes this big article saying, oh, Yeezy Gap confirmed for end of June. And it's like, nah, pump your brakes. Drive slow, homie, because who knows what's going to be happening on that call. And today was the call. And there's this one audio clip here, which is just the audio clip, and I'll include that down below, but it's one of the Gap people, and they say, we're very excited about our upcoming Yeezy Gap collaboration with Kanye West, and we'll be sharing more details about that over the next, it's not even a couple months, she says few months, you know, because a couple's two, a few is three, so she says few months, so it's like, what's that mean, right? Because we're at the end of May, so June's starting, so does that mean June, July, August? It could potentially be August that we have the next update. What is happening? And then there's a second call right here, or a second conversation right here that's 42 seconds that's mostly Yeezy Gap related. And Dealey transcribed a bit of it, had some gaps, but it's, we've been doing our heavy work with building our creative confidence and the review of our international markets. Some stuff said, the Yeezy Gap collaboration, we love the enthusiasm. It's the number one question we get. And even says from speculation around the product to supposed launch dates. So it seems like they're very aware of all the Kanye fans talking about potential launch dates, or maybe even saw the Business of Fashion and Hypebeast articles. But there's been a lot of talk about, oh, it's coming out in May. Oh, it's coming out like this day in June. And it doesn't seem like they're ready to talk about it. She goes on saying Yeezy Gap is on the works, but the creativity is on the roof. Oh no, she says that they're gonna share more in Q2 or Q3. We'll see. So Q2, you know, it's every 3 months is a quarter. So January, February, March is Q1. April, May, June is Q2. So maybe they'll have more information in June, she's saying, but maybe not until Q3, which is July, August, September. So maybe that doesn't mean that if they're speculating that Q3 might be the next time for information, that doesn't seem like we're on track for an imminent launch, or even that they have all the things that they need in order to start rolling out. So it really leaves you wondering, like, where is Kanye at in the process? Has he made all these clothes and is it happy with him and is back at the drawing board? Is he just trying to add a last few pieces to the line? What's the deal? Are they having manufacturing issues? Like, We haven't heard anything from him. I don't think we've heard anything from Mo'olelo about where things are at. So I don't know. I mean, we could just assume that Kanye is hard at work, but anytime we think we're going to get information about a potential update on the album or release of the album or an update on Yeezy Gap or just anything that's Kanye related, time and time again, we're just foiled and pushed back longer and longer. So this is just another time. But she does say that the creativity is through the roof and it's inspiring the teams at Gap more broadly, and that you're seeing it spill over in terms of some of the other designs and things that they're trying and doing. So she goes on to say that they're planning for a multi-year business, so we're confident in our potential. Says we think about Gap and the rest of the year expansion is what we're committed to. We're really pleased with something in North America. It's a really good indicator. As Sonia says, we're continuing to negotiate on our international process, but there is no specific news to report on Yeezy Gap. Gap is focused on the inventory, on the transformations, and that's also another level that we keep by. So taken from emoji on Discord. Okay, so that's it. There's just literally just it's delayed. We don't know when it's coming out. And Kanye is exciting, but also who knows? But it's exciting, but who knows? Yeah, and maybe there's not going to be international Yeezy at the beginning. Maybe that's just, I should hear it for myself, what she says. It wasn't in that 42-second clip, I don't think. But I don't know. Just feels like a mess at this point. So we'll see where we're at. But I guess we can expect the next call to be sometime in, what, July? End of July or early August? We're looking for the next call, and maybe they'll have an update then. But man, how disappointing. But I also want to remind people what this means. This means that most of the people that you're seeing on the internet that are talking about, oh, this is the release date, I have inside info, or I talked to this customer service person, they confirmed it. Most of the people that are trying to confirm dates, at least in relation to Kanye, have no idea what they're talking about. And even if they have valid information, Kanye's process is so chaotic that it often doesn't end up coming to fruition. So at this point, I just want to say, be cautious about anything you see regarding release dates. I mean, it could be somebody hacked. That was the Aunt Clemens thing the other day, 80 degrees coming out and then hacked, you know, and not just him hacked, but Dem Joints seemingly hacked as well. So it's like, even when people that are verified close to Kanye tweet things, probably hacked at this point. And then people that are insiders that have information, you just can't believe anything that they say either, because whether it's good or bad, Kanye is making moves and changing his mind all the time. So you can't really believe something's happening until it happens. Or I guess until Gap says something themselves. But when it comes to music, when it comes to Gap, just be cautious. And at this point, know that anything in terms of a date is probably not right. So I hate to be so negative regarding that, but I do think we have to be realistic at this point that this is like the 30th date we've potentially had between Gap and Donda or LP10, and it's the 30th one that's come and passed without any meaningful information, and all of these potential release dates and ideas completely falling apart. So speculation at this point is almost entirely worthless. And that's my happy updates for today. If you're enjoying the channel, especially after this bleak video, then the best thing you can do is like, subscribe, or comment, as those things tell YouTube this is a channel people enjoy, and then they show it to more viewers, which gets us more viewers. And then we also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, where we go line by line, track by track, through Kanye's discography, explaining the narratives and themes in a way that will blow your mind completely and change how you listen to Kanye's music forever. So highly recommend that you check that out. The show is on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. We also have our movie analysis website, Film Colossus, where we explain movie endings and themes better than anyone else. I can say that, right? This is a Kanye channel, so it's the best. But filmcolossus.com, you can find that. The piece I'm currently working on is Perfect Blue. If you haven't seen that movie, I highly recommend you do. It is great and inspired partially some of Requiem for a Dream, as well as the movie Black Swan. So And also one of the most venerated anime movies of all time. And if you've heard of Paprika or seen Paprika, it's the same guy as that. And Paprika actually inspired Inception. So Satoshi Kon's movies have really had a impact. So recommend that and then read the piece when I'm finally finished with it and posting it to Film Colossus. And that's it for this video. Until next time, stay wavy, keep it loopy, and just have no hope or dreams ever.